Just a verse or two from the prophecy of Isaiah in the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. And strangely enough, but not strange at all, that we're going to think of something in a similar vein to what Robert's been speaking about, but maybe from another point of view. And we're going to read from verse 6. And the voice said, "Cry." And he said, "What shall I cry? All flesh is as grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." Now God will add a blessing to the reading of his word. Sometimes we wonder what it is that we should say. Sometimes we wonder what it is we should preach about, what we should speak about when we come to meetings like this. And it may well have been that in times gone past, people of the preachers of God had a similar problem. And we know that the prophet Isaiah was one of the great preachers of his day. In fact, probably the one of the most prolific preachers of them all. And he had a remarkable insight into the things of God. God really used Isaiah. But here in this particular verse or two that we've read together, we find that he had a quandary. And the voice said, "Cry," or call out. And Robert's been speaking about a call that was heard by Abram all these years ago. Well, here in this particular situation, the preacher is told to shout and to cry out and to tell. And he asks the question, "What shall I cry? What shall I speak about? What shall I shout out?" And the answer comes back, "All flesh is as the grass." Now that's strange that Isaiah, well it's not strange, it's strange maybe to us that Isaiah should use this passage of scripture. Because in actual fact, we find this passage of scripture written way back in the book of Job, a very similar passage of the word of God, I think probably in about Job 14 or something like that, we read this very similar passage is used by Job. And we find it's used by the psalmist. "As for man," says the psalmist, "his days are as the grass, and the wind passeth over it, and it is gone." And not only that, we find that this very same scripture is used in the New Testament by the Apostle Peter as he writes in 1 Peter in chapter 1. And he uses a very similar terminology, a very similar passage from the Word of God. And so these men were all preachers of the truth. And you know, it's important when God speaks, and God speaks more than once in Scripture. Now, it's important when God speaks the first time. But I believe that God often comes more than once to speak to us and to tell us of our particular need before him. Now, I want to ask you a question tonight as we're together. How many times have you heard the voice of God speaking to you? How many times have you heard the voice of God speaking to you, and you've maybe never done anything about it at all? Well, here we find in the Word of God, and in many occasions we find this, that the Word of God speaks once and again and again. In fact, the Bible speaks about that about itself. It says, "God speaketh once, yea, twice, and man perceiveth it not." And here we have a passage of the Word of God that the prophet Isaiah is bringing to us. That it's a passage of the Word of God that was used in the early days. Now remember, the book of Job was written, probably the earliest of the books that was written, probably the oldest man as far as the scriptures is concerned as a writer. And it's also written in the New Testament, probably by one of the later preachers of the New Testament, by Peter. And so it would give us the impression that if Job is using it, and Isaiah is using it, and the psalmist is using it, and Peter is using it, that this is a message that God wants us to hear. And when the voice speaks on this occasion, and the preacher is asking the question, "What shall I cry?" Here is the voice of God speaking. Here is the voice of God speaking to you. Here is the voice of God speaking to me. And here's what it says. All flesh is as grass. Now, we could say tonight that that tells us of the shortage of time. How little time is available to us in this world in which we live. I wonder today if I can ask you a question. Are you frittering away the time? It's important tonight to understand that God has given us a period of time in this world. None of us know how long we have to live. The Bible says that we have given 70 years, but by reason of strength 80. And that would be a message that was given to the old people of the Old Testament scriptures. And we could take that in a sense to ourselves as a kind of generalism. That's the length of time in general, in average, that maybe men and women and people have in this world today. But we don't know how long we've got. We don't know the length of our time. And the Bible puts it this way, that all flesh is grass. And the goodness thereof is as the flower of the grass. In other words, anything that we can produce, anything that we find valuable, anything that's goodness, of good that we can do, is as the flower of the grass. Well, in actual fact, if you look out at your garden, there might be a wee bit of your garden, and it'll have a bit of grass in it that didn't get cut properly. And it flowers, and it comes up, and maybe about the month of June, it'll start to flower, and then you get the pollen coming off it, and then it seeds, and so on. And it flowers. And it doesn't last very long. It's all very sort of short term and so on. And that's the message that the prophet here is trying to get over. It's a message that God is trying to get over. You see, sometimes when we read these words from the Word of God, we kind of think that it's the prophet that's saying this. It's coming from him. Well, of course, it came through him. He was used of God. But this is a message from God. God wants us to understand this very clearly tonight. He wants us to understand that time is short. Time is short. Wonder, can I just impress upon you tonight the need for speed when it comes to thinking about the things of God? When it comes to thinking about our own need before God. And here's what God says through the prophet Isaiah. All flesh is grass, and all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field. And then he says this, and as if to impress upon us and to doubly impress the statement that's being made, he says, the grass withereth and the flower fadeth. And that's important. The grass withereth and the flower fadeth. That's very obvious to us all. You know, one of the things that we note from the Bible is this: when the Lord Jesus was here in this world, he took of the natural things of the world that people could understand, people could see, people knew from their daily lives. He picked up on things like that, and he spoke from these things. And God hasn't changed, you see. We noticed that this morning, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He hasn't changed. And the God of the Old Testament is the same as the Lord Jesus Christ of the New Testament. And the God of the Old Testament picks on these very, very important things. And he uses very temporal things to explain them to us. And he says, the grass withereth and the flower fadeth. And that's very obvious to us all, isn't it? And as we look out into the world, we see different types of flowers. I don't know if the children, as you look in the park or the verges round about you, you'll see the dandelion. Now, the dandelion is probably one of the shortest living plants of all. It's a beautiful plant, really. Now, if you're a gardener, you might not think that because it's maybe a plant in the wrong place. But you see, every weed is just a real plant in the wrong place. But, you know, a dandelion is what's called an ephemeral weed, or an ephemeral plant. And you'll get any amount of them growing. It'll grow once, and then it'll grow again, and then another one will grow again in the same year. And you see them, they've got a nice yellow head, and then they go to a nice little white seed, and it blows around, and it spreads itself out. And there the example is given. And then you'll get other kinds of seeds which last for a lot longer. We get annual plants which last for a whole year. And then we get biennial plants which last for 2 years. And then we get perennial plants which go for year after year after year. And they're all different. And that's the little story that's being told here. That's the little effect that's been given here in the scriptures. It's talking about the difference in the plant, the flower of the field. The grass withereth and the flower fadeth. It all goes eventually. No matter what length of time, no matter what kind of plant it is, no matter whether it's a long-lived or a short-lived type of plant, it will eventually go. And you'll notice what the Spirit of God says to us. You'll notice what God says to us through Isaiah. Because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. The Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. One thing we understand from the scriptures is that God is the one who is in control of our lives. God is the one who is in control of the length of our lives. He gives us the span of our lives. He gives us the length of our days. He's in control of it all. It's important that to understand. You know, we seem to be in a world today where we seem to think that we're in control of everything. There's nothing that we can't engineer, we can't change, and we can't make longer our lives. Well, in actual fact, the Bible tells us, and here it says here, the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. That's the wind of God, in a sense, blowing upon our lives. Surely, says the psalmist, the people is grass. And he's looking out upon the history of mankind, in a sense. He's looking out upon the nation of Israel, the people that he knew. And he's very clearly understanding this. Surely, the people is grass. The grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but, and this is important now, when we come to the end of this little section that we've read together, but the word of our God stands forever. The word of our God stands forever. You'll notice the contrast in that statement. Each one of us is like the flower of the field. Each one of us is like the grass, which come for a little while and then vanishes away. But, says the scripture, and we notice when in scriptures, these little buts of scripture are so important. And this little but of scripture is telling us about something that's going to endure forever. And it's important for us to understand that the word of God endures, shall stand, says the prophet. He says, the word of God shall stand forever. What is it the New Testament says? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And so here's an important statement from the word of God. And sometimes we think, you know, that if we live long enough, then things will all change. And the word of God will not be as important anymore. And maybe out in the world there are any amount of people and they're telling us that the word of God is not important anymore. They're trying to tell us that the word of God is valueless. The Christian life is not of any consequence. But that's not what the Bible says. That's not what the word of God says. And here's what God says to these people all these years ago. And it hasn't changed. He's saying the same thing to us today. Well, maybe the grass withers. And maybe the flower fades. Maybe that's the human nature. Maybe that's part of our human existence. It all goes eventually. But when it comes to the word of God, it's never going to come to an end. In fact, It's not even going to come to an end when the world comes to an end. Well, you know, this old Bible of mine, when the world comes to an end, or maybe even long before it, that old book there, the physical book, will come to an end. It'll fall apart. It'll maybe get burned up. I remember when we had a dog and it chewed one of our Bibles in the front of the car. The actual book came to an end. But you know, the statement of the Word of God, the truth of the Word of God, will never come to an end. Not even when the world burns up. That's what the Bible is telling us. That these things will never come to an end. So it's important that we grasp what the Word of God says to us. It's important that we understand what the Word of God says to us. It's important that we understand what God is saying to us personally. And it's important that we hear the call of God that Robert was speaking about earlier on. And here's what the prophet says. What shall I cry? What shall I? And he says, remind the people of the brevity of time. Remind the people of how little time they have to make up their mind. It's important. It's important. But you know, it's important to understand that God has made provision for all of that. And in his Son who came out of heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, God has made provision for you and for me that we might find a Saviour. I wonder, can I ask you a question tonight, each one of us in the meeting? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour? Have you accepted him as your Saviour? Because you know, all of these things, in a sense, our lives will still carry on. Our physical frame will come to an end. But what we find is, just like the Word of God, in a sense, those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ will go into eternal life. We'll go into heaven with the Lord Jesus himself. And we'll endure and we'll go on throughout the ages of eternity. How marvelous is that? Provision of God for his people. Provision of God, and he says, you know, when we get to heaven, the Word of God will still be in vogue. You know, sometimes we think the Word of God is only for earth. Well, it is for earth, of course. But the Word of God is not just for earth. It's for heaven too. The Word of God will endure. It shall stand. It shall stand forever. Now, that's the terminology of Scripture is important. You know, when you talk about the Word of God ever lying down, you know, sometimes we lie down. Even as we preach the Word of God, as we try to live by the Word of God, we lie down to the things of the world. The Word of God will never lie down to the things of the world. The Word of the God shall stand, says the Scripture. Shall stand. That gives us a sense of robustness. That gives us a sense of surety. Remarkable that the Word of God shall stand forever. Wonder if I can ask you tonight, have you ever put your faith and trust in God? In the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Word of God, in these things which will never change, these things which will never come to an end. You see, we're inclined to live for the things which are temporal. That's just because of the kind of people we are. It's the kind of makeup we have. But God's speaking to us in his Word through the prophet Isaiah. And he says, now wait a minute now. You need to get your mind on the things which are not temporal anymore. Never mind about the things which are temporal in a sense, although we have to deal with these. But let's get our eye on the things which are eternal. Let's get our eye on the Word of God. Let's get our eye on the Son of God. Let's get our eye on the salvation of God, all provided for us. And we'll hear about them in the Scriptures. Wonder can I ask you, have you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus? Time's come to an end. We're not going to continue any further. The people, says the psalmist, says the prophet, the people are grass. The people are grass. They're not going to last for very long. And while we're here in this world, we need to deal with the things we need to deal with as far as our eternal salvation is concerned. That you might come to the Lord Jesus Christ for your Saviour is our prayer. Shall we pray together?